In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Spirit, Lord, we come. We're gathered together to lift up your name, to call on a Savior, to fall on your grace. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Spirit, Lord, we come. We're gathered together to lift up your name, to call on a Savior, to fall on your grace. Hear the joyful sound of our offering, as your saints bow down, as your people sing. We will rise with you, lifted on your wings, and the world will see that our God saves. The Spirit, Lord, we come. We're gathered together to lift up your name, to call on our Savior, to fall on your grace. Hear the joyful sound of our offering, as your saints bow down, as your people sing. We will rise with you, on your wings, and the world will see that our God saves, our God saves. There is hope in your name, and morning. Lift up your name, to call on a Savior, to fall on your grace. And hear the joyful sound of our offering, as your saints bow down, as your people sing. We will rise with you, lifted on your wings, and the world will see that.
The world will see that.
And the world will see that our God saves, that our God saves, and there is hope in your name, and morning.
So, keeping with
that theme, Our God Saves. This morning I went for a walk, and yeah, God just speaks to me through nature a lot. And so I was walking by some of the ice wine grapes, and they're netted. And these crazy animals keep wanting to get into the grapes, and they find their way into this netting. And I've shared before, like, along these same lines, but like a little while ago, there was a squirrel, and anyway, Charlie almost got the squirrel, but anyway, yeah, kind of helped with that. But this morning, there was a bird, and it was stuck, and I kept walking, and I'm like, ugh, I don't have time for this. And so then I was just praying, Jesus, if you want me to, like, help out this bird, I'll do it. So I kept walking, and I'm like, when I come back, if it's still stuck, then I'll stop and see if I can help, but it's difficult. Anyway, it was still there, so I tied up Charlie, and then it's like, oh, like, it's always that prayer, Lord, I have nothing here. How am I going to help? It's really difficult. Like, the netting itself is really strong. Anyway, but I just felt I was supposed to go and just do what I could. And I went on the one side of the grapes, and that didn't seem to be doing anything, so I walked around to the other side, and in doing so, the bird moved to the other side of the netting, and all of a sudden, it just flew out, and it was saved. And there had been just this little hole, and it had found it, and I'm like, oh, like, again, I just was, it's you, Jesus. Like, yeah, he uses us, but it's him. He's the one that saves. And so I just am so thankful for that. And it kind of ties into with a verse I was sharing with Dad and Larry yesterday about, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy burdened. Like, God has made it so that we are to be yoked with him. And he is the major, he's the big, strong oxen. And yet he's made it so that we are tied with him. And it's important that we do what he wants or is calling us to do. So in the like the prayer or the healing or whatever it is, yeah, just to walk that out. So yeah, I just want to thank God.
Fear not.
But the enemy chases me down as
walking strength. You tell us to go and take the land. You've delivered it to our hands. So we step in faith and take you at your word. We won't be afraid. We trust in you, our Lord. So we'll be still.
May the words of my mouth of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart bless your name, bless your name, Jesus. And the deeds of the day and the truth in my way speak of you, speak of you, Jesus. For this is what I'm glad to do. It's time to live a life of love that pleases you. And I will give my all to you. Surrender everything I have and follow you. I'll follow you. Thank you. to you. Surrender everything I have and follow you. I'll follow you. Behold, then sings my soul. Father's heart, the mystery he lavishes on us, as deep cries out to deep, oh, how desperately he wants us. And the things of earth stand next to him, candle to the sun, unfailing Father, what compares to his great love? Behold his only Son, the Lion and the soul should know its Savior. Forsaken for the sake of all mankind, salvation is in his blood. Jesus, Messiah, the righteous died. Oh, Spirit breathing holy fire within my ever-present heart, speaking truth when I can't find it. Light up this broken heart and light my way till my time on earth is done.
Yesterday, I saw this, something somebody had tweeted, and it just so resonated, and it just keeps coming back, and so I just want to read this scripture, but basically the line was that we are living in the most epic love story ever, and that the one who comes to rescue us, the great love of our life, is actually literally a bleeding warrior, the verse just that keeps coming to me is from Revelation 19, verse 11. I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, whose rider is called Faithful and True. With justice he judges and makes war. His eyes are like blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns. He has a name written on him, but no one knows he himself. He He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is the Word of God. So I just thank you, Father, that you are, Jesus, that you are our rescuer and the one who saves us. And I just thank you that you're coming again, and that you are faithful and true in all that you do. I thank you for your great love for us. I love you too, Jesus.
Crown him with many crowns. come all ye faithful?